multiplied unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. It is good to have you in the house of God with us this morning. Amen. It's good to see your lovely faces this morning. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. Well, I'm glad to be here. Listen, we got the back to school drive today. Amen. Right on the outside. Thanks for your generosity. We were able to do this. And I'll talk more about that a little later. Baptism Sunday is next Sunday. It's going to be awesome. So we're excited to baptize next Sunday. If you have not been baptized or you want to get baptized, that's available to you as well. Pastor Dom just takes you to a brief session so you can explain to you what baptism is. Amen. And you'll be baptized next Sunday. Praise God. Anniversary Sunday is also first Sunday, Labor Day weekend, 7 years is going down in the house of God. So we want you to join us and celebrate as we keep on doing the Lord's work. Amen. And we just believe God to do some great things. Join me to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And if you've been here the last few weeks or you've been watching online, you know that the Lord has been speaking specifically to us for where this church is heading and where I believe that you are at this very moment. Now, the scripture reads, it says in verse 1, ladies and gentlemen, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the path meets. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. May God have a blessing to the reading of his word. I want to talk to you from the subject this morning. Wisdom cries out. Wisdom cries out. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, the Lord's been dealing with me on these specific things, and I believe that if you are really listening and you really take heed to what God has been sharing through us through this pulpit, it will set up the rest of the end of this year. And I'm surprised that the Lord has been really giving me things concerning 2024 at this time, but I'm really trying to get us in the right mindset. Amen. And really push us through for us to carry out the rest of this year, because I believe something, even in the midst of all this, something good is going to happen. Do you believe it? Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves, I won't be long, we find ourselves in the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs is one of my favorite books of the Bible. It is what we call, or what we have labeled, the book of wisdom. You have to understand that God used a man by the name of Solomon to pen this book. One of the things that you have to understand, his name was Solomon. He's the son of David. And so David had a heart to build and erect a temple for the Lord, something where his presence could be rightfully housed. Because David was a man of war, ladies and gentlemen, God told him that you can't build this. I thank you for your heart, man. And listen, we're going to do it, but you can't do it because you're a man of war. And so he said that he would put it on his son Solomon to erect the temple. And Solomon had one of the most beautiful temples that you would ever see, they would say. It was like the eighth wonder of the world. I mean, that thing was decked out gold and all. I mean, it was beautiful. Yeah. I mean, it was really beautiful. But one of the things I admire about Solomon is that what he asked of the Lord, he asked God for wisdom. He didn't ask him for anything else. Because you have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that if you ask God for wisdom, whatever wisdom God gives you will help bless you in any other area of your life. Yeah. I think people, we underestimate God a lot of times, but we underestimate his infinite wisdom. And while you're praying for money and all of those types of things, and there's nothing wrong with that, but why don't you pray for wisdom? Because the truth be told is that if you read later down in the verses of Proverbs 8, it says that my words help people make money.
Yes,
that's what it says. I'm not making it up. Proverbs 8 says it. You just read it down. He says, my words are life. He begins to talk about the benefits that his wisdom brings. Matter of fact, we see that wisdom was introduced, or it was through the wisdom of God that all of this was created. Therefore, wisdom being created at the time of God putting all of this in place. Ladies and gentlemen, contrary to big popular beliefs, ladies and gentlemen, it was not a Big Bang Theory that created all of this. I mean, science, ladies and gentlemen, does not disprove God. It actually approves his work. It actually speaks of his work. Because you have to form, if that was the case, then where did the atoms come from? You have to make a big argument. We have to really go and search. Where did all of it come from for it to bang in the first place? No one can answer that question. I'm still wondering. They couldn't answer it in school for me. Because I was like, this don't make sense. It don't add up. If that was the case, then there had, you cannot, it does not explain away origin. Everything has an origin except God. Because God was. That's why the Bible labels him, ladies and gentlemen, as the Ancient of Days. He existed before time was ever put in place, because he put time in place. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he existed already as a family. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all one in eternity before anything was created. The reason why we know what family is today is because that is God. The reason why we know what love is today, because that is God. Love personified comes through God. That's why we have to be careful when we say love is love, because love, if it comes from God, it's then holy, separated. Are you getting what I'm saying to you today? And so what I'm trying to get to you is that God, ladies and gentlemen, has a wisdom in it, and his, through his divine wisdom, is how certain things that we have are doing today is because of what God has put in the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so, ladies and gentlemen, because God has put wisdom in the earth, Solomon asks, because he never has had a position where he has to lead people. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we can be afraid of a new job opportunity that we have know nothing about, but it's the wisdom of God that can carry you through it.
Yeah.
I may not know anything about it, but through the wisdom of God and being able to apply that wisdom. Because a lot of people can seek knowledge, and I believe that a lot of us are getting big and fat on knowledge, but what separates those who just have the knowledge is the ability to use it.
Yeah.
The Bible says, with all your getting of wisdom, get understanding.
Yeah.
The understanding to how to apply the wisdom that you have been getting. You can sit, let me tell you something. I tell this to everybody. One businessman told me one time, I'm not going to tell his name because he's a good, well-off guy, but he told me one time, he said, Brandon, he said, listen, I can sit in a room and tell people all of the tricks to the trade and all of those things, but only a handful of people are actually going to do it. Only a handful of people are actually going to do it. I said, why is that? Because their minds can't switch to how to put it to use. So I can tell you, everybody in this room may hear what Pastor B is saying on the mic, but everybody is not going to use it in the same manner. Because while my mind may be open to receive what is being said to me, I don't necessarily know how to put the pieces together to make it happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So Solomon asked God for wisdom. And guess what? God made him, granted him that prayer out of his sincerity of his heart. He wanted wisdom. And Solomon, it would tell us that Solomon was one of the wisest men to walk the earth at that time. I mean, people were coming. I mean, the queen came and got on boats and all that stuff to see how is this man doing what he's doing. No experience, none of that. I need to figure out what he's doing in his kingdom.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. You never have to run the things where people will come to you if you build it. people are always chasing, but you don't realize people will chase you down when you apply the wisdom. People want to hear from you. How did you get to where you are? People will run you down for what you know and how you have done it. You get what I'm saying? And so that's what's happening here. And here we go. Because he was a wise man, sometimes you can be a wise dummy. And so Solomon was. And what messed up Solomon is he had the same problem his daddy is. He couldn't stay off the women. It was his weakness. You know, he didn't do what they, you know, in the song Poison, you know, it didn't work for him. You get it later. Amen. It didn't work for old Solomon. So he dated outside of what he against God's command. And that messed him up. Therefore, now Solomon is writing the book of Proverbs to warn his sons and tells them of Lady Wisdom. Calls it Lady Wisdom and say that's the one you need to trust. Yeah. Versus what is seen in Proverbs 7 of the woman you don't trust. And if you go in their house, you never come out, brothers. That's what the Bible says. I'm telling you. And so the reality is now we have it is that he's talking about Lady Wisdom and her wisdom. Because it's infinite. And the first verse says that does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? Ladies and gentlemen, God has not hidden his wisdom on the earth. Wisdom is not hidden. Wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, is literally crying out on the earth. The wisdom of God, the truth of God is being cried out in the earth. Wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, is all around you. But what happens is that we're not aware of it. Amen. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. He says, does not wisdom cry out and understand and lift up her voice? Meaning that his wisdom is not limited to no one. And nothing, it knows no bounds to anybody. His wisdom is not just for this group of people or for that group of people. No, it's for the sons of men. Yes. Meaning all of us. So it's his wisdom, his infinite wisdom is available to us. And it's not high. If God intended to hide himself, then he wouldn't give us this. He wouldn't give us the word. Ladies and gentlemen, not only that, but I like what Dr. Dave Martin said, one of my favorite guys to listen to. And Dr. Dave Martin says, there's a couple of ways to get wisdom if you're aware. Number one, you can get wisdom from other people. And their mistakes. Yeah. That's wisdom right there. Learning what not to do from what other people have done. Yeah. That's one. That's number two, you can get wisdom out of education. Yeah. That's a great way. Also, you get wisdom from books. That's another good way. Or some people prefer to get wisdom from their own life experiences. Yeah. So never mind what other people have done that showed you not to do. I'd rather do it myself. Learn the hard way. Yeah. That's where people will want to take that route. I'm not under persuasion to take the route that I saw already fail somebody else. I'd rather take the other walk that I don't. There's some things that life you have to go through and have to learn in life. But then there's other things that you don't have to do that you've caused on yourself. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, I'm talking about the things that we could avoid. Not the things that life has to teach us. I'm talking about the things that you and I both know that we saw other people make that same mistake and we said we won't do it, but yet we did it anyway. That's not wisdom. The wise thing is that we see danger and you run from danger. You see trouble and you run from trouble. You don't take trouble on and try to take the grace and mercy of God with you when you could have avoided it. Are you getting what I'm saying? There's certain things in life, if we be honest, that our own choices that were opposed of the wisdom of God put us in. Now, thank God for grace. But guess what? At the same time, if we could avoid it, let's avoid it. Because his wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, is not hidden. Number two, I want you to understand this, that God's wisdom is very loud. God is speaking very loud. The wisdom of God is not only that is not hidden, but it's loud. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you the deeper context of this particular scripture. The deeper context of this scripture is how God is literally through his wisdom is telling people of what is before them. The devastation and damnation as before them. But guess what? The wisdom of God is telling them that there is a better way and a new life that's available through Christ. That is the deeper meaning of this verse. So the deeper meaning of this particular text is trying to tell them, or the verses that we picked today is trying to tell you that, again, the deeper meaning is that Christ is crying out. The wisdom of God is crying out for men to repent, to come back to Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so that's really the bigger thing. Not only that, but God's wisdom is crying out to his children to tell them, don't do it. God's wisdom is loud. He's not, let me tell you something, it's loud. Though it's a still small voice, it's a loud, still small voice. Has anybody heard that still small voice of the Lord and you knew it wasn't yourself? You knew that, listen, that this wasn't my idea, but it got louder and louder and louder. Why? It's because that's the wisdom of God and his divine providence and his mercy trying to guide you along. Look at somebody and say, are you listening to the voice? Are you listening to the voice? And go to verse 2 for me. What happens is that, here we go. It goes like this. It's just like a parent. Just like a parent. Now, I'm a new parent. I've been at it for 10 months. I'm still figuring it out. And so, 10 months, I'm raising my voice, telling her, hey, Brandon Benjamin Hill Jr., don't do that. Brandon Benjamin Hill Jr., you may not want to do that. Brandon Benjamin Hill Jr., you need to chill out. Why? This is like a parent talking to their child. God the Father trying to talk to his children, being loud. Listen, hey man, you may not want to just fall off the bed. There's no cushion there, man. You may not want to go that far. You may not want to walk through that. No. Or do this instead. I'm giving you a direction to go. No, go this way. Follow this way. Be discerning of that person. I don't know about them. Be discerning of that person. I know about them. You may not want to get in a connection with them. You may not want to do business with them. Do this instead. Or be patient. Wait, all of that stuff. And guess what's happening? Wisdom is standing on the high hills. It is putting itself out there. Hey, they're beside the way. We're past me. Listen, he's not hitting. It's very loud. It's standing on the top high hill and say, follow me. It's saying, follow me. The thing is, that's why Jesus said, if you have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Because guess what? If you don't have an ear to hear, then you're going to continue to go on your own devices. So wisdom is crying out to us. It's loud. Ladies and gentlemen, in verse 4, it says this: to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones. Verse 5 says, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Here's what it says: listen, for I will speak of excellent things. So when the wisdom of God speaks, it's not just speaking of, no, don't do. You know, it's speaking of excellent things. Yeah, yeah. That comes out of the mouth of wisdom. And from the opening of my lips will come right things. So God's wisdom will never lead you to deception. You will never, you want to know what is God's voice versus your own or versus anything else, is if it sounds like there's a bit of deception in it. Because God does not deceive. If you feel like you're confused, then it's not from God. Because God is not a God of confusion. When God speaks and wisdom speaks, when God speaks and gives you his wisdom, that means that wisdom is going to be very clear. I'm going to give you an example. When God told them they're going to have, when we were talking about Abraham and Sarah, he told them they were having a child. Now that sounds outrageous, but he said it. Now you may not be trying to figure out in your mind, like, well, how is that going to happen? Now, that's okay of trying to figure out the how. even though you don't need to figure out how because he already got it straightened away. Well, you just need to trust in the plan. But the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, for many of us, is that sometimes we confuse what is sound wisdom with the voices of others. Thinking that that's the voice of God. Or let me tell you something too. We can also have to be careful when we even think that people in high positions such as pastors and all of that stuff are trying to tell you something. If they're telling you something that is an opposite of what you hear God saying, they are not God. If I tell you something that's opposite of what you're really hearing from God, let me tell you, go based on what you heard from God. Maybe I wasn't tapped in at the moment. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm here as an advisor, but I'm not God. Somebody better remind what your role actually is. Hallelujah. My sheep know my voice, and they don't go astray. Hallelujah. Because even though I'm a shepherd, I'm an under-shepherd under the shepherd. And if the shepherd is telling you something, then go on what the shepherd is saying. I know who I am. I will never compete with God. Because the moment I compete with God, then I put myself in his position. And that's what happens with many people, is they allow titles and all of that stuff to make them think that they're bigger than what they are. No, you're just like a mere man, just like you and I. But the reality is that you need to be able to hear from God for yourself. My greatest blessing is that for my people to know God's voice for themselves. Because you're not always going to have a pastor be around. You're not always going to have the teaching team around. You're not always going to have somebody to go. And no, you got to tap into it for yourself. The real victory is being able to hear God's voice and be confident in the voice of God and what you've heard. Because God will never contradict his word. Even if you get a prophetic word, prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And that means that it has to come out of this. It has to have some type of foundation in the word. Because God is not contradicting himself. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand. The Bible says that if you come and draw unto me, I will show you marvelous things. That's what he told Jeremiah. I'll show them marvelous things. You have to understand, God got so much wisdom and knows so much concerning what he wants to do to your life. There's so much excellent things that he wants to show you, but you think you're so wise. The Bible says, be not wise in your own eyes. Some of us, we can't hear wisdom crying out because you think you know it. You think you know it, so you don't hear wisdom crying out. Because you are wise in your own eyes. No matter how loud it is, no matter what people God has put in your way to try to gear you in to stir you in the right direction, you still do opposite. And a lot of us, ladies and gentlemen, have a big pride problem. You have a pride problem. If nobody can just tell you something out of the kindness and out of real love, and you just say, oh, I'm gonna do me, you don't tell me how to live. Guess what? How you living is going down a bad path. Oh, you can't tell me nothing, da 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 da. Listen, you want to know how people become rich? It's because they listen. You want to know how people get a certain way in life? It's because they listen. Let me tell you something. For you not to listen is to show that you're better than Christ. You must be. What do I mean by that? That even Jesus being God still humbled himself, oh my God, as a servant. Yes, he did. Oh my God, and he humbled himself to the point of the cross. Jesus humbled himself so much to the point where he shows us how he gets a way to hear from God his own self, even though he is God. Why? Because he's trying to show you, ladies and gentlemen, how you submit. Jesus, this is what makes it so great. Jesus did not have to die on the cross. Jesus told him, I could send thousands of a legion of angels to come get me down here. Why? Because he listened. He listened to his father. He knew his father's heart. And he did what his father instructed him to do. Ladies and gentlemen, and what happened to Jesus? He has now been given a name that's above any other name. You trying to make your own name great. God said, I can make your name great. But you don't trust the way in which God can do it. because you don't think of these excellent things. What comes out of the mouth of wisdom is right things. Nothing from God is going to come out as evil. It said the right things. Let's go to verse 7. I'm coming to a close. Are you getting something out of this? For my mouth will speak what? Truth. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We have been given the third person of the Godhead, the Spirit of God. And the Bible says that he leads us into what? All truth. That means, ladies and gentlemen, from the mouth of wisdom comes truth. Wisdom is crying out with the truth. Wisdom is making a loud noise saying, hey, Brandon, this is the truth. Don't neglect the truth. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the truth is a hard pill to swallow, but you got to swallow it. Why? It's because it's trying to steer you down the path of righteousness. You have to understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that out of the mouth of God speaks truth. That means that God is not like man that he shall lie. He's not a liar. So whatever is coming out of his mouth, whatever the wisdom that is proceeding out of his mouth, it's going to be true. Wickedness is an abomination to his lips. It ain't going to be wicked. True wisdom is absent of wickedness. True wisdom. I think it all the time. I think it's a bad idea when people are in relationships and they get advice from wrong people, especially married couples. You get relationship from people who are single, girl, you don't need him in the way, da, 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 da. And you don't speak to people who have actually been in it a long time, who are happily married, not just roommates. Because what happens is if you get a roommate situation, they're going to tell you something different. You get what I'm saying? You got to be careful because God does speak wisdom through people to give you wisdom. That's the importance of counsel. But you have to be wise in whom you go to for counsel. Because if somebody's telling you, well, if he stepped out, you step out, that's wickedness. You don't match wickedness with wickedness. If somebody's telling you something that's opposite of the truth of God, then that, ladies and gentlemen, is wicked. That's not wisdom. Because true wisdom, wickedness is an abomination to its lips. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if wisdom is crying out loud, this is how I know that it's true wisdom, that it's pure.
Yes, it is.
It's pure and it's truth. Jesus said, well, where are y'all going? Peter said, well, we ain't going nowhere, Lord. Your words are life and they're truth. We're not going anywhere. You have the word of life. You have the word of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. When you have the true wisdom of God, it's the truth that is trying to guide your steps. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord who's already established his way. God has established your way, and the wisdom that he brings is what he interjects to keep you on the way that he has. But it's your divine, well, let me put it this way. It is your choice of what you will do. Wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, is speaking to all of us. All of us. But it depends on who's going to accept it and who's not. Guess what? Again, let's go back to the deeper meaning of the text. God, the truth is that Jesus is God and he came and he died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. And he dealt with your sin on that cross. That's the truth. There is no other way to the Father other than Jesus Christ. There are many religions and there's many people that will tell you many different things. There's polytheistic religions. There are monotheistic theism religions that believe in more than one God. There's one God and then the poly more than one God. There's many different things that are out there. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. He says, I am the door. The only way you get past is you got to come through the door. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the truth. and it's crying out to the high hills to say, repent of your sin, come unto me and I will give you rest. That's the deeper meaning. The truth is found through Jesus. And out of it, out of that we have, ladies and gentlemen, it helps to anchor our life in a way that lives, that leads us to a path of righteousness and holiness. You get what I'm saying? Now, let me tell you something. Am I standing up here like I've obtained everything? Absolutely not. But what I am trying to say is I've had more good than bad things happen because wisdom. And listening to those who will not let you go down a path, knowing what God has on your life. You have to understand why some people are hard on you than others, because they know what's on your life. They know what's on your life, and because that I know what's on your life, I can't let you go down that way. You got too much. Children, if you feel like, oh, why mommy like this or why daddy like this, I'm telling you why. Because they know what's on your life. There's too much on the line to let a generation go past. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's too much on the line to let a generation slip past and don't know who Jesus is. And you don't come into this saving knowledge so that it can better improve your life, so that you won't make the same mistakes that somebody else has done. I'm not telling you that you will be that you will never make mistakes. I'm telling you, you lessen the mistakes you make by you being being wise and listening to others who carry the wisdom of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not telling you that you're going to become saved tomorrow and you'll never slip up. You'll never make mistakes and all of that stuff. That's a lie. I'm telling you, the grace of God is available for you at any given moment in your life. But I'm telling you, the road that sometimes is less traveled is taking that road instead of taking the way that everybody goes down. Jesus told us, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a way. The broad is the way. And wide is it that leads to destruction. Everybody goes down that path. That's easy. But there's a divine wisdom that supersedes the natural wisdom that we can obtain that has to deal with where we're heading, ladies and gentlemen. What am I trying to get to us? Don't ignore the signs of wisdom. It's crying out to you. Some of us, ladies and gentlemen, are a few ways away from certain doors opening if you just listen to the road of wisdom. All it takes, you let me tell you something. I've been there. I'm currently feel that I'm there. But you can be so close to something, but there's some wise people that says you gotta make an adjustment here. Make an adjustment there. And as you do that and you align that up to what you believe God is saying to you, then you've now positioned yourself in the way that you can really get blessed, because you've put God, you've allowed, you've listened to the wisdom that God has provided through people and through his word, and you positioned yourself that if you just don't go out of position, you will come into what was already destined. Sometimes it only takes a few little tweaks. Oh, man, you got a good idea. But can I give you a suggestion? Do this, do that, do this. When people listen, I watch this show and I'm done. This is the show, Marcus Maronis. What was that show called, Vern? Anyway, it was on MSNBC. He would go into people's businesses that were in trouble and he would help them. Y'all remember that show? I used to like that show. They don't do it anymore. My man Marcus got burned sometimes with some people he genuinely tried to help. And I would be like, Marcus, just leave them. They're just dumb. They're just dumb, Marcus. Get away from them. Because people are like, why you write a letter to me then if you know it all? That's what really blows me with people, man. Don't ask for my help. And then when I tell you what you need to do, then be like, well, I ain't doing that. Well, I'm going out the door. I got money. What do you got? That's if I was Marcus. See, God is something. But anyway. The Prophet was the name. P-R-O-F-I-T. The Prophet was the show. And so he came into this one business. And he was saying, you know, sometimes people get caught up in the whole business shares of it. And so, oh, I'm not giving up that much. Well, why not give up some of that much? Because what he's about to do is turn your business upside down. I can't see myself giving up all of that. Well, let me give you the suggestion. Having 100% share of nothing is still nothing. Yeah. If it's not making anything. So you can have the whole ownership all you want to. But if you were a wise person, you take that deal and you get to a point where it's though, because we have the thing that you have to own the whole thing. No, sometimes if you learn the way of Magic Johnson, magic is has a piece of the pie. It has a piece of everything. It's not always about 100% ownership. It's the matter that you got ownership. You got to know when the hold and know when to fold. Know when to give up some to get something later. Here's the other thing. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Denying, sometimes we have to deny our need for instant gratification. Because wisdom is saying stay in it. And then you are saying, well, I'm not seeing it quick enough. And you come out. What I'm trying to tell you is this. You don't outlast these 7 years in ministry if you are trying to see instant gratification. You don't. I was in real estate. It took me 6 months before I even got one deal. And then all of a sudden deals started coming through because it only takes one. Some of you, or Josh, listen, Joseph, if he had a dream that was given to him by God. You're going to have some rulership. Your family going to kneel down to you. All of this stuff. And he went through a whole journey. But one day. What am I telling you, TCF? It only takes one day. One moment. One person. One connection. And it only takes your God to put you in the right position. But what happened? But here's the thing, we rejoice about the one day, and I rejoice about it. But here's what I like about Joseph. Joseph was excellent in every place he was. He brought order and wisdom to everywhere because the wise thing is, I know my God. And if I wisely do what I need to do, and the divine providence of God, it's leading me somewhere. It's leading me to that dream being fulfilled. What am I trying to tell you? TCF, you're going to see the full fulfillment of what's going to happen here. And you're going to see the fulfillment of what's going to happen in your life. Because it only takes one day. Look at somebody say, one day. It don't got to be far off. It just only takes one day. And if you listen to wisdom crying, it's trying to tell you, TCF, position yourselves. Get your houses in order. Get certain business things in order if you're running businesses in the room. Get certain things aligned. Because when I break it open for the church corporately, people are going to receive it individually. Are you believing that today? Wisdom is crying out in TCF. Let us listen and let's apply the wisdom. Amen. Stand to your feet. Let's apply that. I believe that. If you believe in God for that, say, my one day is soon coming. Listen, hey, Deb, can I tell your praise report? So, Deb, can I tell your praise report? Listen, Deb just bought a house, y'all. Bought a house. Give it up. Listen, but it was a strenuous process. Strenuous process. And I know she wanted to give up a lot of times and say, forget this whole housing thing. I'm throwing this away. Kept on going there. Boom, boom, boom. Boomy was her realtor. And they kept on pushing through and pushing through. Because the wise thing is, as wisdom cries out, it's important to listen and don't fold. Sometimes the wise thing is you got to persevere, because what happens is if you persevere long enough, the terms are going to fall in your favor. And so what happens is that at closing, the terms fell in her favor. Sometimes wisdom says, like, even though in your personal self it don't feel worth it, but you hear that loud voice of God say, hey, you got to push through here, because terms will come in my favor. I ain't gonna tell you the terms over the mic, but I'm telling you, terms worked in her favor. Why? Wisdom is crying out. You got to have an ear to hear, and you got to have a willingness to say, I got to push through. Because it only takes. TCF, we almost wasn't in this building. I was going to throw this hall away. And we were in, I mean, we made the announcement in all October of, what, September of 2021. Hey, y'all, we're going to celebrate. Because November 2021, we going to be at 11 a.m. and all that stuff in here. And we went through a process of 6 months going back and forth with the county and the merit and all of this stuff. It was at a point, ladies and gentlemen, where one day they asked, say, hey, we'll give you your security deposit back. And Pastor Brandon had some choice words, I'm gonna be honest. We went through that process. I said, listen, over the phone, I said, listen, we ain't giving up nothing. No. I came in the spot. I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, this is the spot. Yeah. Matter of fact, how it happened was I wasn't even looking at this spot. There was another spot over there. And the lady on the phone, thank God for her, said, no, you don't want to go there. That thing is decapitated. We got to redo the whole thing. You're going to have problems. But there is another building down the street from what you're looking at, not even on the market. I bet it's actually ready for use now with things already set up in it. All we did in here was change paint and carpet. And, you know, it was a little ugly with the floor, and we had to change that. I got to have some taste in here, amen. So, first of all, God in his divine providence guided us here in the first place. Well, you think I'm gonna let up now? No, I said, shorty, listen. We ain't doing nothing. You gonna keep that money. We tied together. You gotta get me to the finish line. So we sat back, our team talked about it. The staff said, you know what? We're going to take matters. And we heard the wisdom of God say, listen, you're going to call them people for yourself. You're going to talk to the county. So we had our representatives. We called and talked to the county. And the things that they saying that we needed, we really didn't need. But they needed to do something on their end. So we got the ball rolling. Because in the wisdom of God said, first of all, Brandon, you need to step back. You too hot-headed. You need to come back. This is what you're going to do. You're going to call them. You're going to make a relationship with them, because you're going to need it for later. You're going to call that county. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And literally within, and you're going to call a fast at the end of December. I called everyone on a fast, and we did no social media for that week. And when out of the instructions of the Lord, when I tell you after that week was done, literally within 4 weeks, we're in here. On the same day, I found out that we were having a son on that day, that we were having a baby. I say this all to you to say this. All it takes is one day. Because you're sitting in it. You're standing in it. Because if you're not listening to wisdom, you can forfeit your promise. And guess what happened? There was another church down there who was in the same predicament we were in, and one all the way over there, and they got their money back. They didn't go through with it because of the trouble. But sometimes it's the hassle, because guess what, now I got a friend in the county office. What am I trying to tell you? You got to listen to Lady Wisdom. Because in the mouth of wisdom is truth. And I'm telling y'all today, if you listen and you persevere, you will see the promise of God. You just got to outlast. Lord God, I thank you for this moment. Seal this word in your people's hearts today. Seal it, God. Let them understand, oh God, that you're crying out to the hilltops for us to follow you and not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. God, thank you. We thank you for this moment in time. Now, Lord, if someone's not saved, we offer salvation today for you to know who Jesus is and come into this saving knowledge. Those of you who are in person, those of you who are watching online, today is the day of salvation, that if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but receive him as he wants to make home in your life today. Listen, you don't have to, if you listen to wisdom today, what the wisdom is that there's a God who gave his son for you, so that if anyone will believe on him will not perish but have everlasting life. I give you this everlasting life, a life that is full of joy, peace in the Holy Spirit. If you want to rededicate your life back to Christ, you can do that as well. It don't matter if you drifted away. God has not changed in the relationship. He's still with his arms stretched out to you, saying, come back home. If you need a church home, listen, I would love to pastor you. I would love to do life together and let's grow and see transformation happen. But listen, I'm more important to me is that you know who Jesus is. Because if you don't know him, you'll be a church member, but you won't be a part of the church. And so with every head bowed, every eye closed, those of you watching online and in person, repeat this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I ask, oh God, that you would come into my life today. I acknowledge that you died on the cross, that you were buried, that you rose again, and you ascended to the right hand of the Father just for me. And today, I'm not taking another day to live without you. Come in my heart now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, fill out that card. We'll tell you the next steps of your salvation. Those of you watching online, you fill out that connection. You fill out that text for salvation. We'll tell you the next steps in Jesus' name. Listen, it's giving and offering time in the house of God today. We're getting out of here. Listen, children, we got stuff for you.